This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-France relationship as a force for global stability in an increasingly uncertain world. Mr. Modi stated this during joint press briefing following the bilateral meeting with President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the partnership has evolved beyond traditional diplomacy into a partnership of the people, specifically highlighting the launch of the India-France Year of Innovation 2026.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है. फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है. आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Both the leaders virtually inaugurated the H-125 helicopter final assembly line at Vimgal in Karnataka, set up by Tata Advanced Systems in partnership with Airbus. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and France's Minister of the Armed Forces and Veterans Affairs Catherine Vautrin were present at the site. Prime Minister Modi asserted that the India-France partnership knows no boundaries as it can reach from the deep oceans to the tallest mountains. Speaking on the occasion, French President Emmanuel Macron asserted that bilateral relations between India and France are based on trust, openness and shared aspirations, and stated that France wants to be India's trusted ally. Later, both leaders also inaugurated the India-France Innovation Forum in Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi described the India-France Year of Innovation not merely as a celebration, but as a shared commitment to innovate and lead. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron held bilateral and delegation-level talks at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. The two leaders discussed strategic cooperation between India and France across key sectors, including defence, security, trade and cultural exchange. Mr. Modi has said that technology exists to serve humanity, not replace it. He said the end goal of technology should be welfare for all, happiness for all. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said, "Today, AI stands at a civilizational inflection point." Mr. Modi said his vision for AI in Atmanirbhar Bharat rests on three pillars: sovereignty, inclusivity, and innovation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that long-standing strategic partnership with France has created limitless opportunities to collaborate in different sectors. Mr. Singh was speaking at the inauguration of the H-125 light utility helicopter assembly facility of Tata Electronics and Airbus at Vimgal in Karnataka. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from far away places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
In men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2021 editions, champions Australia have been knocked out of the tournament. The elimination came after the crucial Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Ireland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain at Palekele in Sri Lanka today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.